This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds kicked off their first road trip of the season on Monday night in dramatic fashion as Spencer Steer hit a grand slam in the top of the 10th inning to break a 2-2 tie, and ultimately the Reds win the game 6-3. With the win, the Reds are now 3-1 here in 2024. It was a good night for Reds pitching. Andrew Abbott gave up two runs in the bottom of the first, but overall, he was good through 5 1/3 innings. Alexis Diaz came on with two on and no outs in the bottom of the eighth. He got out of that jam. He then pitched a perfect ninth. TJ Antone gave up a run in the bottom of the 10th, but he struck out Bryce Harper to end the ballgame. Time to get some final thoughts on this game from Tommy Thrawley and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, another day, another thrilling Reds win by these comeback kids. And tonight, the hero is Spencer Steer with that 10th inning grand slam. It's just so much fun to watch the energy that these guys play with, that they never give up. They've got some serious fight, and they showed it yet again.
Well, they are slowly but surely creating an atmosphere where there's an expectation to win every time you come to the ballpark. And That's really what championship baseball is about, because if you don't feel like you're going to win on every given day, then you're really never going to put yourself in a position to get into the playoffs. Now, we're here in the first week of the season, but we're seeing things that you have to love about this ball club, and that is the great ability to never give up and come back at the end of the game. And those, you're always facing those guys throwing the ball 100 miles an hour, and the Reds are able to figure out a way, at least here on the last two nights, to get it done.
Andrew Abbott, a little hiccup in the first inning tonight, allowed the two Philly runs out of the gate, but after that, he really seemed to settle down and ended up retiring 11 out of the last 12.
I thought he threw the ball awfully well. His location was really good. We talked about the need to be able to pitch inside. He did that early in the ball game. It kind of set up the backdoor breaking ball and the changeup late. Really looked good.
And also a good sign to see Alexis Diaz have some success tonight.
Yeah, I thought Alexis came in. He did fall behind the first hitter 2-0, and it was almost as though he went into that final gear. After that 2-0, he got behind 2-0, and he was like, all right, I'm not doing this again. And he kicked it into high gear. Struck out a couple of batters, left some batters aboard. He looked like our Alexis Diaz.
Reds win it. 6-3, the Reds win it in 10. Yet.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Phillies on Monday night in 10 innings, 6-3, and now to the highlights. This game started with Jonathan India tripling to right field with Spencer Steer next up. It looked like the Reds were going to take an early lead, but it wasn't to be.
3-1 pitch, and Steer swings, skies one high into the air. It's short center. Marsh comes in. He's under it. India's tagging. The catch is made. India's coming home. Throw to the plate. High, but in time. No, safe! Jonathan India went in standing. The throw was high, but Bill Miller called him safe at the plate as Real Muto went to slap the tag down. And the Phillies cannot believe it, and they want a challenge.
That call was overturned, and it was a double play. Andrew Abbott made the start for Cincinnati. He got behind the eight ball in the very first inning. Kyle Schwarber led off with a single, and Trey Turner walked. After a strikeout, JT Realmuto flew out to right field with Schwarber moving to third. Turner then stole second base. So two on, two out, and Alec Bohm at the plate.
Pitch. And it's a slow roller just inside the first base bag and down the line. This will score two. Bohm around first. He's on his way to second. He'll make it easily with a two-run double. Schwarber and Turner both scoring. 2-0 Phillies.
The Reds collected two one-out hits in the top of the second, but then Phillies starter Christopher Sanchez kicked it into gear. He struck out Luke Mailing and Will Benson to end the inning. He pitched a 1-2-3 third with two strikeouts, another strikeout in a perfect fourth inning, and then struck out the side in the fifth. The Reds finally got to him and got on the board in the sixth inning. Sanchez walked India to begin things. Spencer Steer then doubled to right, and India moved to third. That was all for Sanchez. Jeff Hoffman took over on the mound. The first batter he had to face was Christian Encarnacion Strand.
The 0-2 pitch is lined to center field. On in a hurry as Marshy won't get it. It's down for a hit. Here comes India to the plate to score the Reds' first run of the night on the RBI single by Christian Encarnacion Strand, who now has three hits in his last four at-bats. 2-1 Phillies, and the tying run in Steer up to third.
Jamer Candelario then tied the ballgame.
Hoffman ready at the belt. Infield in for the Phillies, and the pitch to Candelario. Ground ball through the drawn and infield on the right side. Base hit. Steer will score, and we're tied as Encarnacion Strand moves up to second on the RBI base hit by Candelario.
Andrew Abbott came back out in the bottom of the sixth, and he faced only one batter. That batter was Bryce Harper, and Abbott ended his night in spectacular fashion.
Here's the 3-2 to Harper. Swung on, line right back to Abbott, and he reaches out to make the catch.
How about that?
Abbott fired it in there, got a rocket right back at him, just reached up and to his right, and it went right into his glove.
Here's the pitching line on Andrew Abbott. 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, 90 pitches, 57 of those, 4 strikes. Emilio Pagan replaced Abbott. He gave up a base hit to Real Muto, but retired the next two batters to end the inning. Justin Wilson pitched the bottom of the seventh. He walked the first batter he faced, but picked him off base. He then retired the next two hitters. Brent Suter came on to pitch the bottom of the eighth. Kyle Schwarber singled on the first pitch he saw from Suter. Trey Turner did the exact same thing. So two on with no outs, Suter then got Harper to fly out to left field. That was the last batter he would face. Alexis Diaz replaced him. Johan Rojas went in the pinch run for Kyle Schwarber at second base, but he wasn't there long.
Now Diaz home with a 2-1. Instead, he spins and looks the runner back to second. They've got him picked off. The throw goes to Candelario, and Candelario will just chase Schwarber all the way back toward third and tag him out. It's actually a pinch runner for Schwarber down at second base that ends up getting picked off, and it's going to go as a caught stealing.
Diaz then ended the inning by striking out JT Realmuto. After they scored in the sixth inning, the Reds' bats went pretty quiet. They went down in order in the seventh and in the eighth. Jose Alvarado walked Stuart Fairchild after two were out in the ninth. Fairchild stole second base, but he was stranded. Alexis Diaz came back out for the bottom of the ninth, and all he did was set the Phils down in order and ended his night against Bryson Stott.
0-2 on Stott. Here comes. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider down and in. How about this effort out of the Reds bullpen by Alexis Diaz tonight?
So we go to the top of the 10th. Bubba Thompson was the ghost runner at second base for Cincinnati. Will Benson drew a walk off Connor Brogdon, and as he was taking ball four, Thompson stole third base. Benson then stole second base. Jonathan India then walked. So the bases were loaded, no outs, and Spencer Steer at the plate.
Steer readies for Brogdon. The pitch to the plate. Rip high, deep, left field, and it's got some distance, and it is out of here! A grand slam for Spencer Steer, and the Reds have taken a 6-2 lead. Listen to them now. Oh, my, oh, my. Spencer Steer got every bit of it.
TJ Antone came on to pitch the bottom of the 10th. He walked the first batter he faced. He retired the next two hitters, but Trey Turner reached on an infield single and the Phillies' third run crossed the plate. So two on in the tying run at the plate in the person of Bryce Harper. Antone bowed his back, and he ended the ball game.
Back to the plate. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Threw the fastball right by Bryce Harper. And the Reds, with some big-time dramatics here at the end of this one, will win it in 10, 6-3 over the Phillies. How about that ball game?
Indeed, the Reds win it 6-3. Here are the totals. 4 Cincinnati, 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. 4 Philadelphia, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They strand at 7. Diaz the winner, 1-1. Brogdon the loser, 0-1. No save in this game. 1 home run. That was the Spencer Steer Grand Slam in the 10th inning, his first of the season. 3 hours and 4 minutes, 33,754 at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Time to hear from the star of this game, Spencer Steele.
Knew I hit it well. Yeah, it was close. Didn't get out by much, but they all count the same, so it's pretty pumped by that one.
Guys are hitting a ton of home runs these days. You going to just give up on this whole running the bases thing?
No, we're going to – I mean, home runs are awesome, but we're going to, you know, play our style of game. Keep being aggressive, keep creating chaos, but like I said, the homers are a nice little bonus.
Like whenever there's offense, you're in the middle of it. Like, it's been not just lately, but last year too, and spring training. Even. What has it been like for you to just be able to contribute the way you have?
Feels good. Feels nice to do something positive for the team. And I like being in those big situations. Those are the spots I want to be in. I don't want to shy away from those moments. So to come up like that tonight was great, obviously, and just moving forward. Keep doing that in those spots.
Tuesday night, weather permitting, there is a rain forecast throughout the day in Philadelphia, but it'll be game two of the three-game series. Right-hander Graham Ashcraft goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He'll be opposed by right-hander Spencer Turnbull. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Monday night, the Reds score four times in the 10th and beat the Phillies 6-3. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.